Good afternoon. It's Radley Sports Talk Show, the one and only host, Radley Sports Talk Show, live from Boston, Massachusetts. It's 12:01 p.m. in the afternoon time. Let's go. We're going to start off with the subject of, you know, being your best all the time and being the best version of yourself and how we can improve on our game to become the best at the sport. All right. So today or yesterday, Friday, I had futsal practice from, it started at 4, it didn't end until 5:30, went to Mass Bay Community College, played a little futsal, we won mostly like all the games that we played in, and so, but I'm going to think of it like this, you look at it in any sports, like for example, I'll give you a perfect example for this, like Patrick Mahomes is an outstanding individual football player. We all know what he's capable of doing with this Kansas City Chiefs. But in a soccer perspective, if you win a lot, they're going to think of you like the villain. You know, you don't let that affect you, man. You just play your game because you know it's not going to be easy for the other team to win. So that you just play your best and do what you have to do to improve on your game, you know? So, like, for example, like, Tyreek Hill was on the Kansas City Chiefs. The reporters said that, like, I don't know how he'll do without Tyreek Hill. Tyreek Hill's the best player, but you just got to use the weapons of how you got, like, what you got. So, basically, what ends up happening is that Tyreek Hill moved to Miami to play for Miami and play with Tua and Jalen Waddle and them. And so what ends up happening is that he still is successful without him, but like he's just playing with the options of still has weapons, you know? So, yeah, that's what's being said. And it's just like, you know, you just got to know the sport really well. Like I know soccer really well inside out. And you just got to play it to your best of your ability and you know, do what you got to do to get these wins. To help the team win. So it was like a little futsal tournament at Mass Bay. We have one tomorrow at 3:30. So it's going to be fun though. But other than that, man. And then the next day after that. I had a basketball game in the morning. I wake up at like 5:15. Our first game was at 8 o'clock. You know, we're at the time we were 6-0. No, we were like, yeah, 6-0. We played two games, one at 8, one at 10. And that 8 o'clock game was early, but we played well together. I had 8 points and like 19 rebounds, which is like a crazy stat line for me. I played really well, did what I had to do, pass, shoot the 3 ball a couple of times. And just get the rebounds, you know. That's one of the things, you just got to work on all aspects of a game to get better. And that's the thing. And with that being said, the second game, we did well, too, again. I know Santiago got hurt the first game. But Santiago, hope you get well soon, man. Santiago, get well soon. And so what ended up happening was that our team is really good. Like, we know what we're doing. And so it's just like we just gotta keep doing what we're doing, man. We're 8-0 right now. We're undefeated. You just got to play with the momentum, you know. We're not just going to give the wins to the other team just like that. They got to work for it, you know. So, whatever. So, it's just like you just got to work for it and just play your best every single time. Winning doesn't come easy. It comes when the doors are closed and your back's against the wall sometimes. So, that's what's being said. And, like, you know. Try your best and do everything you can to try to win the game. And so, yeah. And with that being said, I feel like I've done a lot in these two sports, but eventually I'm going to have to focus on one. So I'm not really sure yet what I'm going to do, but like I'm good at both sports. But I'm just going to have to focus on one of them. I'm going to have to think about it, make a decision. Because it's just like, I love both sports, but it's just like, damn. It's a lot of time committing. So, with that being said, I'll have to focus on one sport for the rest of my life, too. Whatever I choose, it's going to be the best decision for me. And so, we'll see how it goes from there. But yeah, man, like I said again, it's due to good coaching and everything and how we prepare and practice and what we do in practice. It's all about preparation, bro. Your preparation is very key in life. How you prepare for stuff, even if it's like at school for a test or a quiz. No matter what you do in your life, it doesn't even have to be about sports. You gotta prepare for you. Prepare. And you know, the thing about it is just like everything being done, you just gotta do what you have to do every single day, you know. Wake up, do take out the trash, just the little stuff, you know, and then things are gonna get better and better, you know. Patience is very key. It's not your time yet, but your time will come. No matter what you do in your life, it's just like people are gonna tell you to be more realistic, but if you have a dream, you go out there and you go pursue it no matter what. It's the biggest thing. I feel like, you know, if you have a dream, look at Jason Tatum. His teacher told him, be realistic about his dream. And look, he's a professional basketball player now from Louisiana, Missouri. And the way I look at it is just like, if you have a dream and you dream about it and you know you're very patient about it, you got to go out there and you got to basically prove all of them wrong that, you know, doubted you in your life of success, you know. They're gonna be there for you, but it's just like it's a lonely road to the top. It's a lonely grind to the top. And that's all I'm saying, man. You just gotta go out there and earn it. And not everyone's gonna give you the rights to like everything, but you have to take it day by day. Take it one day after another. And every time you step on that pitch or that basketball court, you just know that, you know, you're not gonna get the win easy. You're not just gonna think it's gonna be easy, like a walk in the park, get a win. You're gonna have to go out there and you're gonna have to earn it. So with that being said, you just gotta go out there and do your thing and shine, because you gotta know how to play the game and how to analyze the game inside out. Once you learn how to do those things, you could master the game. And the game starts to slow down for you pretty quickly. And once the game starts to slow down, you understand what the game is all about. And so, like, for example, like Lionel Messi, he went to Inter Miami. Look what he's doing. He's in first place right now. He's been playing soccer since he was a little kid, man. And look at where he's at right now. He's at the top, first place. And MLS, and the team's looking really good with David Beckham. And so, yeah, man, it's going to be a pretty exciting thing, bro, to see, like, how players, you know, evolve over time and, like, change the way they their diet and everything like that. But it's a pretty cool thing to see, bro, like, the transformation, how they were before and then the after effect, you know? It's one of those things where it's really interesting to see how players just, like, you know, get in shape and stuff and, like, you know, work on the things that they want to work on, and like they improve and they become better at it each time. And once they get to an age where, like, yo, I know how to play this game, like, damn, it's just like, it's nice, man. It's very nice to see, like, the improvement of how they end up playing over time and stuff. But with that being said, man, every day is an opportunity to get better for yourself. You got to know how to operate with chaos sometimes. Because, you know, one of the things with life is that you're not going to get along with everybody. But you're just going to have to know how to handle situations and how to walk away from certain situations. If that person is not giving you the energy you want to receive, walk away. That's the best thing a man could do in this world, is to walk away from situations, not try to argue. Because arguing could get to a point where it's not needed, and it's just like, you gotta know for yourself where you want to be and where you see yourself 5 years from now, what you're doing. But I just found my peace. My peace is not trying to argue with anybody or anybody else in this world, you know. You gotta try to fight out of that, because it's not gonna get you anywhere. It's just gonna get you in trouble if you try to argue with other people, you know. So with that being said, just continue to hold your own, stay strong, everybody, and just do what you gotta do every single day to become successful. And you know, start that business up if you wanted to. Start that podcast up. Start anything up if you wanted to start something. And yeah, man, just be yourself. Don't look towards anybody else. Just try to be the best version of you every single day. Because, you know, people are always going to think that you don't have the chance to do what you got to do, but you just got to do it. It's your dream. It's your whatever you decide you want to do. You go out there and you go do it. So, yeah, man. That's one of the things. I remember watching this movie, Michael B. Jordan, Creed. He asked Apollo Creed, I'm doing this with or without you. Meaning, like, he was going to fight with or without him, but he's going to make the decision for him. He was going to do it because his father was a boxer at the time. And I know, guys, it's just a movie, but I'm just using it as an example. So Apollo Creed wanted to fight, and he just wanted to fight because the other guy, Drago, killed his father in the boxing match. So they ended up wanting to fight each other. And that's the thing. And then what ends up happening is that, like, he wanted to fight to prove to the world that he could do something, you know, and enlighten the beast, like, to get the beast out of him, you know, trying to box and everything. But that's the thing about life, man. You never know where you could be, just with the dedication and the hard work, and you put the work in and day out when no one's watching, bro. Yeah, it's an amazing thing, bro. But I just wanted to shout out Coach David, man. He's a really good coach, man. I know we did this for you, Santiago, when you were hurt. 8-0, baby. Let's go, Cambridge. The goal goes back to Cambridge. Warriors, Division I, national champs. So we still undefeated. We got a couple more games to go. And you guys take care. Stay blessed. I got a tryout March 30th for Revolution Unified Soccer. Revolution Unified Soccer. Wish me luck, guys. And we'll make another podcast for another time, man. Y'all take care. Stay blessed. This is Riley Sports Talk Show, the one and only Riley Sports Talk Show in Boston. We out. All love and respect to every single one of y'all out there on a Sunday. Hope you have an amazing day. Take care. Peace.